Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with J&J to start your Wednesday hump day on 92.9 FM. ESPN will be your, yes, Wednesday, August 19, 2026 edition of the show. We've got plenty to discuss. The Athletic, boy, they are making a big deal of this Jeannie Buss family. We're saying bye-bye. And really, Jeannie Buss's siblings have already said bye-bye to her, haven't they? But the Athletic's attempts to continue to make this drama more of a drama in terms of our interest and everything else, I'm going to go ahead and say I've moved on.
Yeah.
Much like Jeannie's siblings, I've moved on. That said, Lakers, $12.5 billion. It is certainly a big story in the NBA. We've kind of shifted to football around here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And yesterday we saw it get tested, didn't we? In the joint practices. I don't know if you saw this, but Scott Steiner's son. Is it his son or his grandson? It's a relative, a close relative. He's a saint. He suplexed a Dallas Cowboy yesterday as things got testy. Folks were swinging at other players without helmets on. Now, I always think that's cheap. When you got the helmet on and you take a swing at a dude whose helmet has come off, I think that's where you have to draw the line, you know, in these things. But it's part of the reason, perhaps, why Dan Campbell and maybe some others have moved on from the joint practices. They get a little testy. We'll see if it's worth it for these two teams. We'll see. Did you see the video from
him? I didn't see the video.
Really nasty.
It is his son.
Scott Steiner's son plays for the Saints. I learned that yesterday.
Yeah. And his cousin is Bron Breakker, who is a pro wrestler, you know, and the son of Rick Steiner.
There you go.
So, Scott Steiner, Rick Steiner, the Steiner brothers, you know.
Now, they said he body slammed him, but I thought it looked more like a suplex.
Yeah.
That's me.
I'll see the video. I'll have to take a look.
We'll check it out.
What the official ruling is. Yep. But, yeah, we're certainly on a football season here on the show. We have, a 10 days? 10 days out from Memphis football taking on UNLV.
Yeah.
So, every day, one day closer, as you say, Jason, stacking days. This is the last dead week of the year.
Stack them.
So we're looking forward to this being over.
And I feel like Dan Mullen's taking us lightly. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
And maybe I just want that to be the case.
Maybe you just want it to be the case. Yeah. I mean, it's a big
game.
But
we're putting in work on this.
Big game for both teams, obviously. Both teams have, you know, major implications, you know, if they were to win the game and put themselves in position to you know, make the playoff. Lot of season left, obviously. Because you still got to handle business in the American. Even if Memphis pulls off the upset, they still have to handle business in the American, which is easier said than done, as we know.
I want you to see this maybe a little bit later on. We take a look at this UNLV football video that they put out yesterday. To me, it's soft.
Okay.
It reeks of soft. Caring about the look more than the substance. Maybe they'll be famous last words for me. But to me, I'm ready to move the line, John.
Yeah, move the line. All right.
Move the line based on the video I saw produced out of UNLV football yesterday. Looked soft.
All right. Well, we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show.
Pointing at you, Brad Carson. How are you?
I'm great.
He's going to have to decide his allegiance. There's no doubt.
It's UNLV. I went to college there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Where do you go to school? And that's right. My first answer. Now, you know, most of the Alabama fans have not even attended Alabama.
Very true. Very true.
It's easy.
Well, you're not going to be a UNLV. It's like Memphis. You're not going to be a Memphis fan, most likely, unless you went there, right? Like, you could be a casual, like...
I think that's fair. Or you grew up a Memphis Tigers basketball fan, but I think that is past now. That seems to have very much passed.
There is no one currently growing up as a Memphis Tiger basketball fan. That would be impossible.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah,
to Penny's dismay.
Yes.
Now, he's putting in the work.
Yeah.
The boots on the ground work to get that back up.
Let's work a little harder.
It's going to take wins.
Let's work a little harder. That's all. Big show today. We're going to be joined by Sam Hardiman at 10 a.m. There's some big news yesterday as there's now a moratorium on data centers. Everybody loves data centers, but there will be no more for the time being in Shelby County.
Yep. Stop kicking us around, Elon.
Yes.
Well, that's basic. But see, he's already done it. There's already three here.
Right.
And they're already doing what they want to do and kicking us around.
Right.
So now you're saying, well, don't kick us around on the new ones that are coming in. We'll see. I mean, is it even legal? We have that question for Sam Hardiman.
Yeah. So I guess the
a little late.
The technical term would be that the first reading of the data center moratorium passed through city council. So it asks for a 12-month pause on new data centers while they put together a reassess current zoning laws in the city and perform several studies on utility and land usage. The text says that the city of Memphis can't continue to accept applications, but shall not process, schedule, hear, approve, or issue any approval for data centers or high-density computing facilities.
Yes, because we've allowed them to go too fast on what's happened so far.
Oh, yeah,
coming in late, as this is, but I suppose something has to be done. It's both sort of like, you know, intervention in college athletics and needing something to be done. So.
Look, there's no doubt about it. We bent over. We grabbed our ankles. We let Elon do whatever he wanted to do without any.
He made y'all some promises for some new gyms, and y'all said, come on in.
I think we
do
got,
whatever you want.
I think he
new did. Basketball gym.
He got Fairly a new rim. I think he did do that, right?
Fairly and J.P. Freeman were the two schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you said, a new rim. It's a little more than that. I think that's the one. One of those two schools really got over $3 million in stuff.
Right.
But the point was, it's supposed to be for several schools. You haven't gotten that. There've been other promises. We're still waiting on the water recycling plant.
Yes, we are.
I got receipts here. And Sam Hardiman's helping me keep them.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Sam Hardiman about what the significance of this at 10 a.m. And then we'll also get to him a story that we're going to discuss here, which is our annual, it's becoming a tradition around here, our annual day about the Mid-South Coliseum. Is everybody ready to talk about the Mid-South Coliseum? Because we're about to. We're about to, folks. And we may even take calls on it. Because, you know, Brad, you've done radio here for a long time. It's one of the segments that always registers with people. That damn Mid-South Coliseum, people want to talk about it.
And it seems like the city council and our councilmen like to resurrect it like a recurrent hit.
Well, we're going to figure that out. We're going to figure that out, what exactly went down yesterday. Because I think there was some maybe, I don't want to say misrepresentation, but it seems like everything was not as it met the eye to me, based on reading the story and investigating further. But we'll get into that here in just a minute, and also with Sam Hardiman at 10 a.m. Then at 11:25, Jason Fitz is going to join us. Oh, Fitzy!
Now I know it's football season.
He had double bypass surgery. He had open heart surgery.
Yeah, serious business.
And I texted him last night to check on him to make sure he was okay.
How old is he?
He's only in his, you know, mid 40s, maybe?
I think he's my age. I think he's 50.
Oh, is he? Okay, is he 50?
I believe so.
Gotcha. Man. Still pretty young to be having.
Or maybe upper 40s. I think somewhere in that.
Yeah, I mean, 45, 50.
He's super young for this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, and he was fit. Like, he had made some serious life changes.
Damn.
And you know, was super on a super big health kick. And, you know, I guess that doesn't really matter. No matter what you do, you know, things can happen. And he had open heart surgery. He's fine. He's doing great, and he told me yesterday that his doctors cleared him for, you know, basically everything. So
that's a blessing.
Love to hear that news. That's great news.
So I said, you know what? If you're good for everything, you can do this radio show. All right. So he's going to join us at 11:25, and we're looking forward to catching up with him. So
that's been it.
That is the show today. Looking forward to it as always. But there was some news yesterday that, you know, we're trying to make some sense of. There were some headlines that Memphis City Council members are all in agreement that it's time to revamp the Mid-South Coliseum. That is what I'm reading from WMC Action News 5. But then underneath that, there's a line from the story. Mid-South Coliseum Conservancy President Corey Strong updated city leaders Tuesday morning on the next steps for the legendary entertainment venue, 20 years since it closed. Strong says he has private investors ready to help turn the structure into a place the entire community and tourists will love. Strong says they'll need $200,000 to begin the development plan, but the next step is getting city administrators on the same page. Then the story ends. That's it. All right, well, where's all this evidence of Memphis City Council members all being on board to revamp it? I thought that was the headline. That was the nut graph in the story, but there's no evidence that there's I don't see any evidence that there was some unanimous agreement that city council, because I thought that was always the issue, is that we're not in agreement on what the hell to do with this thing. We can't revamp it. We can't pay to demolish it. We don't know what to do, but it is back. Corey Strong said, we've talked to dozens of people who are willing to commit their money. And again, this is not an insurmountable amount of money, but we have gotten pledges from dozens of people who have helped us get to 30 to 40% of our goal. So they have this development plan / study. They got to have $200,000. So it brings into view, once again, Jason, the Mid-South Coliseum. If you've been to, you know, took the family to Fan Fest, parked right in front of the Mid-South Coliseum, and it's just like unavoidable, right? Like you get on the parking lot there, you get on the grounds there, and you're like, what on earth is to become of this thing? It's just sitting here. It's just been sitting here. It's been closed for 20 years. And, you know, there was a lot of talk, it feels like 5-6 years ago, about is it going to be the Wrestling Hall of Fame? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? Nothing has happened. It continues to sit.
You know, the fact that we're still having this conversation is because the fact that it's sitting there, and the fact that it's sitting there is due to the fact it costs $10 million. I think the last time we heard, was it from Strickland, former Mayor Strickland?
Yep.
It would cost $10 million to bring it down to the ground. Part of that is because of the asbestos, the dangerous asbestos that's in the building. It's reflective of some of the issues we've got as a city in terms of holding on to things too long. You know, we've got a, and this is something we can talk to Hardeman about, it's a $900 million city budget, and none of it, in terms of none of what's been, that 900 that's been budgeted, is going to knock down the Coliseum. And the question would be, when do you do that? Well, if you're going to do it, you want to have a plan behind it. And for now, what, 20 years? We haven't been able to come up with anything. Was there a brewery at one point?
I think so.
Yeah.
There was some talk about.
Remember that? It was like we spent a year or two on thinking that there were going to be plans for a brewery or whatever. And I can't remember if that brewery moved on or ended up somewhere else or whatever else, but we've been playing this game now for a while, and I get it. Why go ahead and spend the 10, and who knows what it would cost now? That seems like an old figure, to be honest with you, in terms of demolition. But why spend the 10 if you don't know what's coming behind it? The point is, guys, we're trying to develop the area around it, and we can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and I know we've got Simmons Bank done, and we've got the Memphis Sports and Events Center done. And those are going to be and are great venues. But we have got to move on. And this idea that, you know, listen, he says he's got private investors, but he needs 200 for a development study. It's like this is something that the city has put off for a long time. And now you got somebody, and again, I don't know Corey Strong personally, but you've got somebody coming in saying, give me 200,000 for a development plan, and I'll go get you the investors. Man, brother, we've been waiting 20 years on this, and for there'd have to be a lot more in terms of, like you said, to this story, in terms of those investors, in terms of this plan, before I'm ready to move forward. Of course the council's going to agree that we all need to do something. You know, but we've all agreed we need to do something for a long time. The fact is, the wheels on this thing have moved, you know, basically at zero speed here, and we should have long, frankly, budgeted it in,
right?
Even without a plan going forward, had it in to knock the thing down so that we don't have so many people trying to hold on, man.
Well, yeah, and Sam Hardeman tweeted a group that wants to save the Coliseum is looking for city money. They made a presentation to the city council who liked the presentation. The city council has not found them the $200,000 in public funds that they're asking for to study whether their plans are feasible. Don't get false hope. He went on to add that if anybody wants to know what the city of Memphis plans to spend taxpayer money on, here's the operating and capital budget. No Mid-South Coliseum. The budget can be amended at any time by a majority of 7.
20 years that thing been closed.
Yeah.
And we haven't budgeted.
Right. And I guarantee you it's probably not $10 million to demolish it anymore. It's probably gone up since that last quote.
Well, that asbestos hasn't gone anywhere, so yeah, I imagine so.
Just because everything's
gone up. The
prices
of everything, labor, all of it.
Yeah, so it ain't going to be $10 million anymore. It's going to be probably closer to $11, $12 million to do it now. And so, look, I maybe went to the circus at Mid-South Coliseum. I maybe went to, like, Al Chimia or whatever.
Yeah, here we go again. We'll go down through the thing. Elvis played there. But, you know, again, we've had some The folks that want to hold on, the first thing they will tell you, and it feels like almost a Ja Morant conversation, the folks that didn't want to let go.
Right.
Oh, man, do you remember the dunk on Beasley? Do you remember the playoff victory, how good Ja was? Remember 21-22?
Yep.
And that's what we do with the Coliseum. It's what we do in Memphis in terms of holding on to things too long. This save the Coliseum thing? Save a building? Like, you don't get good new things without frankly, mowing over the old, building over the old, and building it up. But it frustrates me, having lived here for the majority of my life, that we do this about so much here in Memphis, where we hold on to these times in our minds of what it was, hoping that we can go back to it. That is not how you make progress. That is not how you move forward as a city.
No, it is not.
You do that with vision.
Yes.
You do it with a vision of something that's not there right now.
Yep.
And that is the problem with this Coliseum conversation. It, frankly, John, if it was part of a parking lot, it would be more useful right now to the MSEC and to the newly renovated Simmons Bank. That I'm not saying just bowl it over and make it one, but my point is we get so stuck on what it used to be that it holds us back as a city. Frustrates the hell out of me.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is just the reality. Any serious city would have long demolished this. I mean, it's the truth. We're unserious by this thing standing up.
I mean, just the point of coming out of it. When we go to the MSEC, we park in the old Coliseum parking lot, and we're looking dead at that old thing that you can't go into. It's boarded up as we make our way across the street into a lovely new facility.
Yeah.
Looking dead at this parking in this dead Mid-South Coliseum that, again, could be anything over there. It could be part of the development around the MSEC that's got the restaurants and everything else. Maybe the housing and apartments that you eventually want it to be. But I don't think people can see it right now. I don't think people can see the vision because you got so many people trying to tell you, John, let's go back to the old. Let's go back. Let's save the Coliseum. Do you remember Memphis State and that thing? The acoustics of it. My gosh, we should bring it back. It's just ridiculous, whether it's wrestling or whatever else. We should be moving forward to something that can benefit us all in a way. I mean, there's some good things happening. The Kroc Center's great.
Yes.
MSEC's great. Even if that's just restaurants and development in terms of retail, that's good for you. You're not going to get it sitting there staring at that old asbestos-filled building and saying we should save it and preserve it.
Right, because like you have to think about like what could it really even be? Like it can't be a concert venue because of the non-compete with the Grizzlies. Like it just cannot be that. The only way and then you have the Simmons Bank right there. Anyway, they're trying to get
open air Simmons Bank can get some events in there.
You know, but it costs $12 million. I'm assuming $11 to $12 million to just tear it down. God knows how much it would cost to actually refurbish it and revamp it. I mean, I would assume $3 to $4 to more. I mean, I can't even imagine how much that would cost.
I mean, it wouldn't be safe, but I bet you I can get it torn down about $1 million. I can go find me a bunch of dudes here in Memphis, South Memphis. We'll go. We might go to Mississippi, but we will get that thing torn down. We'll get all the copper and iron up out of that thing. They don't give a damn about no asbestos. Guarantee you I can find some workers, get it done for less than your $11-12 million.
Can you
it won't be safe.
No, it won't be safe.
You know, these people will have some issues down the road, but my point is this holding on to it is absolutely ridiculous. And the fact that we haven't budgeted the 10 in all these years later. To go ahead and move on from the conversation so that we can help folks, you know, sort of visualize a future around that MSEC and everything else is just how slow and backwards we are in terms of progress around here.
I also think it's a little crazy. I won't say crazy, but like, why do we need a Mid-South Coliseum conservancy? You know what I mean? Like, we don't really need that. Like, we got to get serious here. It's just
it plays to again people's feelings. It's smart, if I'm going to say, I see what you're doing, Corey Strong. You know what I'm saying? It's smart because it plays on the people's feelings and nostalgia about that old building and wanting to have it back. But and listen, I'm sure we would have if you open it up, we would have callers that say, "What are you guys talking about? I've been in that. It's a great use facility." And they'd give you all these reasons why it could still be useful. Remember, at one point we were thinking soccer facility, you know. Tear down the insides of it, but keep the outside, you know, keep that part and then inside that, put the outside, you know, put a stadium, a soccer facility, whatever else. We've done it all.
But what's so special about the damn place? What's so special about the building? Because Elvis performed there. Elvis performed a lot of places. I mean, we're getting to a place where if you attended like the number of people who attended events in that building that are alive, that number is less. Right.
Well, I'm here. It was 20 years ago it closed. So yeah, they had no juice
20 years
when
ago.
When you're talking
though.
About at its height, yes, for those.
Yeah, in the
80s folks.
And 90s, I mean, it's like get over it, dude. It is time to move to the 21st century, and unfortunately, the Mid-South Coliseum has no place in it. Let's be serious for one moment. Can we be serious for one moment as a community?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you drive out, it's an empty building. If I in my group chat right now with the people that live in, you know, Chicago and Boston and New York, and I say, hey, man, I got a building in Memphis that's just been sitting there for 20 years, and we can't, like, they would laugh. They would say, do you live in a third world country? I mean, that's how we're acting right now. And I get it. It costs, like, we can't, are we just going to leave it and hope that one day it just, like, falls on its own, like the one of those World Trade Center 7 buildings that day. Like, we just hope that it just collapses in on itself because of smog or pollution or whatever the case. I guess that's
It is amazing how we've ignored it as part of the.
Yeah, I mean, like, what is the, like, there has to be some idea.
Moving forward. But again, I think that way of thinking is we're not going to push forward and put city money, and Sam will tell us this if I'm wrong, but we're not going to push city money forward and into demolishing this thing without knowing that we've got investment right behind it, that we've got a use right behind it. And I would tell you, okay, you can wait. You've waited 20 years. Right? You've been doing that a while. Again, perhaps flattening it now. Hell, I'll go back to it. If nothing else, you've got the extra parking right now that you can use. We're parking over on that side when the MSEC is filled up for some of these events. If nothing else, that's what you've got. Just do that now. And perhaps it will help those investors in the future. And you got much more in terms of answers that you got to give them.
Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, you had this development plan for Liberty Park that's basically fallen through right now.
Exactly. And that actually was
part of that can't see over
exciting.
The damn Coliseum.
Yes. I mean, so I you know, you just think about it every time you drive up to it, and you're like, what is the plan here?
Where is, because I saw it on my Memphis Forgotten page, the Mall of Memphis has been flattening on.
Yeah.
Is there anything there now? I so rarely go down American Way.
I can't imagine.
Is there anything there? I don't think anything's bought that up, has
it? Yeah, I don't think
so. But we flattened the damn thing.
We totally flattened it.
We didn't leave it up.
No.
Was there asbestos in the Mall of Memphis?
Possible. I don't know. There was a lot of things there, but yeah.
My guess is maybe not as much, but there was asbestos.
Yeah.
But the point is we flattened the damn thing.
Right. Now, in Tunica, they have not, I don't believe they have flattened some of those casinos. Like,
it's
I think
Mississippi.
I think the Harrah's is still standing, like, that they abandoned a long, long time ago.
So there's abandoned casinos down there that are boarded up?
Oh, yeah.
Do folks try to break in them
and go in there and
live?
Like, yeah.
Oh, they got
well, I don't know
if
they
then.
Live, but, like, you know, like the travel thrill seeker guys will go there and they'll explore the place, like, for their YouTube channels.
Well, they do
channels.
That with Coliseum, though.
Yeah, I mean, they could do it there, too. And I know, like, randomly,
scoreboard.
The Mid-South Coliseum had, like, an event 2 or 3 years ago where it's like, come clean up the Coliseum.
I don't know. Was it clean up? Did you not have to have a hazmat suit on going in that thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you had to do something. But it was some event that was open to the public where if you wanted to come in, you could come in and, you know, I clean it up. I don't know what the hell. Free labor.
I saw Ty Day score like Maurice Cannon score 55-60 in a Bluff City Classic. Doesn't mean that we should keep the damn thing.
Right.
Saw Elliot Perry play in Oregon State. Doesn't mean we should keep the damn thing.
Right. It's just a place. It's just a venue. You know, nobody lived there.
Broke the law, underage drinking for Frankie Beverly and Mays, and that thing got drunk. Doesn't mean we should keep it.
That's a good memory.
One of my good early, you know.
Yeah.
Breaking the laws.
Yeah.
We all had those moments.
And we had those at a lot of places, you know. We had them is it sad for, you know, if you spend a lot of time there? Sure, but, I mean, it's just like we have to do something with it. I saw, Brad, you got a call. Did you get a call? Was that on the Mid-South Coliseum?
We're getting word that a tag truck center. There's a truck center where the mall was. So something I'm getting word from two sources. There is something there. Do you see my point now? Go ahead and mow it down, and perhaps something will come and replace it. But you can't keep asking something to do it first.
Yeah, to John's question about our caller, and I said we take calls here, but we're going to have a lot of these calls if that's the case, because it was somebody who was piggybacking on Jason. When Jason opened up the discussion about how much we doing to get this thing down, I could do it for $1 million. We got a couple of, we had a construction caller. I believe he's from DeSoto County. Gentleman said, I guarantee your ass, I go down there, I can get it done for $1 million.
I told you.
And I actually agree with that. I think that building is big, but I actually think that they're doing it too properly. They need to like back off some of their code and get this sucker done for less than $5 million.
Well, but if somebody dies though,
nobody's gonna die. Like you can back up and blow it up once and then start hauling it off.
There's ways to get this done, John.
I mean, I know there's ways to get it done.
I hear you, John. I wasn't dismissing.
No, that's the only way. That's the only way I can imagine it gets to.
My old man had an excavating business when I was growing up, and we did some rough construction projects, like real rough stuff. And I think everything is coded out now. So you got to be careful with clouds of dust and asbestos. I realize you got health. You know,
right.
The Orange Mound community is right there. So you want to take care of those people.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. Should we take calls on this?
Yep, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Is there
come remove the damn thing. They've seen worse.
Give us an estimate.
Plenty of them folks, they're already coughing when they come over.
I feel like we've gotten to a place where it's like not even a debate.
I saw the last concert in it. The last concert I saw was in Six. And it was three doors down, and it was Ingram Hill opened. It was our buddy J.R. Moore played that last concert there.
It has been so long that guy
he's
now
dead.
Fills in for us on 92.9.
Well, I was going to talk about Three Doors Down's lead singer passed, unfortunately. But, yeah, J.R. is he's now a host here.
Like, the lead singer of Ingram Hill, that's how much time has passed. Like, he's now a radio host.
Well, he also performs with, like, Shinedown and tours still, but... Yeah, I mean, Ingram Hill is a pop band from the early 2000s that is basically disbanded in a way.
Yeah, so, I mean,
they do select concerts.
That's one of the. That's just something to keep in mind. I don't know.
Thing is dead. I mean, I'm with you guys. We do need to progress as a community with this kind of stuff.
It's what
like,
we do.
We swoon
we
over this crap.
We want to conserve and preserve.
Damn it, man. Like, move on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's happening. I don't know if, but I'm curious. Maybe it has. 445-0929.
Let me ask you this. Before we take calls, is it better to spend $10 million to upgrade AutoZone or $10 million to tear down the Coliseum?
We got to tear it down.
Yeah.
We got to tear it down.
I think I'm with you, too.
Yeah, I mean, because...
That's the $10 million will make a dent in what AutoZone needs, right?
Yeah.
Supposed to be 50 for the...
Apparently, they need super urinals.
We're overwhelmed.
Five for deferred maintenance. So we'll just be getting past deferred
These
maintenance.
These guys have high taste, man. They put gold urinals in when they replace...
Well, I mean, I just assume the Redbirds are leaving us in 2030.
I actually assume that too. Is that negative, Nelly, for me to say that?
We're not really asking them to stay.
I mean, we're not voting with our butts.
We're not really giving them money. We're giving them the bare minimum. And
they did take the soccer team from us, though.
I mean, we didn't do anything for them.
Yeah, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't ask.
Then that league wanted that team to have its own, remember, its own venue.
They had to have a stadium. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
By a certain year.
I made the argument we should have kept the soccer team and maybe done without the baseball team. But there's a lot of stuff we need.
I don't think we were supporting either one, honestly.
Seems to be the case.
I don't think we were supporting. We're not a supportive community right now. We're just not, you know?
Boy, I hope the Tigers win.
Yeah, I don't even know if it'll matter, but maybe so. Anyway, 445-0929. Where are you on the Mid-South Coliseum?
Well, if you want to get on the list to knock it down, and I mean physically you to knock it down, we're building a team of folks that can go in there and do it for a little less than 10 to 12.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you're willing to take the risk.
Talk us through how you'll do it cheaper,
Again, you know what our budget is.
Yeah.
So,
and you've got some demolition experience.
Yeah.
We want to listen.
This is like Jason said, this is kind of like the, you know, 60s or 70s NFL, where like we don't know anything about concussions yet, and you may come down with some sort of degenerative disease later in life, and that is the risk that you sign up for the money. So just let us know. 445-0929 on the other side. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
We do have a call. We had three during the break that did not want to go on the air for fear of retribution, obviously, because this is a very violent topic. But who all said that it should come down, right, Brad?
All said could come down, and then the one guy, he's like, I got to go into the office meeting here at 9:30, but he said, basically, like cities like Boston, they ripped down the old garden, you know, and it's a nice, just it's that thought, you know.
This Tom Petty that you play coming back?
Yeah, a little wreck me.
Tom Petty.
Trying to theme it out here.
Tom Petty played at the Mid-South Coliseum on February 3rd, 1983.
1983?
Yes.
Damn.
That's amazing.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, February 3rd, 1983. We have had some amazing acts.
I believe you on that one.
Here we go.
No, it's true. It's true.
No, yeah, we've had the biggest. The Beatles.
Opening act, Nick Lowe and His Noise to Go. I don't know if that rings a bell for any of you, but there you have it. A little history lesson. 4450929. Two questions. One, do you agree that the Mid-South Coliseum should come down? And two, are you signing up for the demolition team? We go to DJ. DJ, you're on.
Hey, well, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Yo. Good morning, brother.
All right. I got maybe two options. All right, hear me out. The first one, I say, hey, go ahead and renovate it and maybe make it like a pro wrestling museum, since we have like other museums like Stax and stuff like that, and showcase all the territories that wrestling, you know, participated in back in the day. Or two, if you really hell bent on just, you know, tearing it down, just put a upscale movie theater over there, since they don't have one in that area.
Okay, all right. So there's some options, DJ. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. And yeah, listen. I'll say this. I don't care if anything goes there. It's not a situation where like I'm tearing it down because I want to put something in that. Like, as if it's some amazing locale. Mm-hmm. I mean, we already have the Liberty Park thing that we know is not coming to fruition the way we wanted it to. So I am simply just of the mind of tear it down. There doesn't have to be some great big plan afterward. It's dead. It's over. Kill it. That's just where I'm at with it.
Is there a wrestling hall of fame? I know there's a college one.
No, there's not a wrestling hall of fame.
That's what we're trying to capture, like a pro wrestling hall of fame.
Yeah, there's a WWE hall of fame, but I don't.
But it's
not a physical. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
but we can't claim that.
No,
right? Because even though we're a wrestling hub,
we're not the WWE headquarters. We're not affiliated with the WWE.
Right.
I mean, we have a lot of WWE talents come through here, but it's not, the WWE would never do this.
It would just be a tribute, basically, to Channel 5 and Monday Night Wrestling
and the
that we had here,
yes,
right?
Which we've had a lot.
And would have some stars in that Wrestling Hall of Fame. But
The Rock.
Who's going to come from miles and miles outside of town to come see it?
Right. It's limited.
That's my thing. And so I'm not pushing back. I've always thought about that wrestling idea, just what would it look like? I'm not sure we could fill it out in the way that we think we can.
Agreed. Let's go to Marcus. Marcus, you're on.
Lawler going to be every wing.
What's up, gentlemen? How are y'all today?
What's up, brother?
Man, trying to live in this heat out here. So I'm looking at the Mid-South Coliseum. If it was if Memphis was our home and you had a dead tree in your front yard, don't nobody want to look at that.
That's right.
You ain't just going to leave it. You're going to make steps towards removing it and making your yard look better and more presentable and welcoming. And that's kind of how I look at the Mid-South Coliseum. It's a dead tree. I know people have sentimental value to it where they have memories of back in the day and whatnot, but we're trying to make Memphis a better place. Let's get rid of some of the dead trees. And two, I'm a superintendent for a construction company. I got two of my crews. I'll bring them out there. We'll get that thing down.
Let's go. This is the best call we've had in years, brother. Best call we've had in years, all this common sense. This is a brother that can help us move Memphis forward right here.
And you would do it, out for the free, out of the goodness of your heart.
Stop.
For the free, yes.
Yeah.
Just clean it up.
Yeah, man. This is what Memphis is all about, man.
Yeah. Man.
All right.
This is the kind of roll up our sleeves out to. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you, Marks.
I mean, can we not just put like a bomb in there and just blow it up?
I mean, things are imploded. That is something that construction companies utilize.
Yeah, I
mean,
we don't have to, like, I don't know how much that costs, but it can't cost $10 million.
You would implode it. You'd probably do a circular explosion where it does the wraparound, and it would fall in place, and then you'd haul it off.
Like you said, though, what about that asbestos cloud you're about to send over the mound?
You probably got
to
trap
that. We would need to study or trap it. We can't do what yep. You know, some of these turbines are doing to the communities down there.
Right.
You
right.
probably have to remove it first before the implosion.
We're just no matter what,
slightly
we do,
expensive
we're
the way the EPA screws around with that. Although with our current administration, EPA laws have loosened.
We can certainly flat a lot of that. 445-0929. Let's get you in on the Mid-South Coliseum debacle here. Nick, you're on.
Hey guys, yeah, I mean, last dude hit the nail on the head.
Yes, he
just
did.
You know, get rid of it. You know, if they want to do something else on the land, that's fine. If not, you know, they can add more parking to the, you know, the new sports center or the Liberty Bowl. I ain't calling it the Simmons Bank. It's time. Just do something else.
Yeah. Nick, thanks for the call. 445-0929. I will say it's becoming almost unanimous at this point. Like, I feel like at this point we have just seen
I think if we did a
so
campaign.
Much action.
Right? Of togetherness on this thing, on take it down, we'd have more momentum.
You and I could go to the gather more support. City Council and say, give us $175,000, and we will come up with a plan to destroy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that would actually be better.
Maybe Elon, Elon's screwing up our town enough with these data centers. Maybe he could take some of his.
We don't need him making any more promises
blow that thing
saying
up.
What he's going to
yeah,
do
that's fair.
Until he finishes the list of what's got to be done.
Well, I will say, Elon is, we love spending Elon's money. 445-0929. We go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
Yeah, the problem is getting money out of him. I mean, that dude is stingy than a quarter token.
Tell him.
But, I think that if you can get it down, they should put a hotel over there for the University of Memphis to run, for college students to run. But I think it should be an elaborate hotel for, you know, the visiting teams especially. And it can make money when they have all the tournaments over at the
at the MSEC. You're dead on, yeah. Tony. You're dead on. All those teams that come in from out of town would use that hotel. You're dead on.
Yeah, that's prime property. The only problem is the asbestos, it has to be taken down piece by piece, and it's a very tedious process. I mean, everybody's not equipped to do it. I mean, and you don't want to implode it because the spurs that come from it get lodged in your lung,
right.
And everybody that come in contact with it have cancer. That's even the people in the nearby neighborhoods.
Right. Yeah.
It's a very tedious thing, and that's probably why they got the $5 to $10 million estimate. So it's nothing to play with. And Jason, you were talking about the Mall of Memphis.
Yep.
They got development over there where they got a lot of mom and pop businesses and pretty nice shopping center over in that area.
Yep.
They just really need to clean up that area big time. I think it's a crying shame that old Marriott, I think it's closed down, that's over there, which was one of the nicest hotels in our area. So, you know, it's a lot of things that we need a visionary to lead Memphis. Nobody like a Paul Young or somebody like that. This is why they need to get out an election straight where you can have, you know, great candidates to run for the city. You got a bunch of people that specialize in certain things, but you need a guy that can walk and chew gum and juggle at the same time to lead the city of Memphis to be better. It's a crying shame how much hemorrhaging Memphis is doing on different levels.
Yeah.
Tony, appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
445-0929. Nobody wants the Coliseum anymore. That is what I'm learning. Like, there was a little bit of an appetite, maybe the last time we did this seriously, 7-8 years ago. That has completely been stamped out. 445, from what I'm hearing, 445-0929. We go to Lee in Olive Branch. Lee, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, growing up, going to all those things, North Hall, downtown, Coliseum, concerts, wrestling, Tiger basketball. If they could just come up with a good plan, time to knock her down. It's just getting more expensive. There are laws that govern the removal of asbestos,
right.
And wish they could come up with a good plan for something else there. Thank you very much.
Yep, Lee, thanks for the call. This is somebody who sounds like he's been there for all those events, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, unless we can come up with a good, which we cannot, but if you give Corey Strong $200,000, he'll let you know what that plan is.
We'll come up with a development plan for you.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yep.
All you got to do is give me $200,000, and I got a plan for you. We go to Tom. Tom, you're on.
What's going on, guys?
Yo,
what's up, brother?
You know, what I think we need to do, since we're so nostalgic, we need to use that $10 million, get the Zip and Pippin back, put it next to the Coliseum, turn the Coliseum into the world's largest gravitron, and call it Mongo Zambodian adventure.
You've tied a lot of things together here. I like that. I like that.
But I get your point, though. I get your point. It's like the nostalgia stuff is so stupid. Like it's so. But why stop there? Exactly. Tom, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
have
it.
Go.
Yeah.
Good thing they put the Zip and Pippin back together. I think it's in Green Bay somewhere.
Yep, it's up there. Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. So somebody's got it.
Yeah, somebody's. It's.
You have to get it back from them. Yeah. But your point is, yes, I think we all agree.
Bay Beach Amusement Park,
mm-hmm.
if you want to go check it out.
They put it back together over there.
Yeah, you can make it a weekend. Go see Jordan Love and then ride the Zip and Pippin.
You think it's exactly the same turns and everything the way it was?
I would assume.
Okay.
Yeah. So the city of Green Bay wanted to purchase the coaster, but it had deteriorated too far to be salvageable.
It was the oldest wooden roller coaster, I think, was the claim to fame.
So
right?
They instead purchased the Rise Blueprints.
Ah.
So it is an exact replica.
They built a replica.
But it is.
It's not our wood.
It is not our wood.
Yeah, that wood was too rotten. You could tell when you were riding that thing. It was getting rockier every year.
It seems like our wood is pretty good. Mid-South Coliseum still standing.
There was one curve you thought you were going to go off and go straight up, straight over to the Coliseum on. And it go through the top of that thing on. And that wood was getting shaky, if you remember it. Y'all don't, because you're too young.
Yeah. And
Brad was not here yet.
Yeah.
You never rode the Zip and Pippin, did you, Brad?
Did not.
It was gone.
I used to go to the Mid-South Fair, though, when we had it over there
Yes, it was right there fairgrounds territory.
They had all the barns. They had everything, and all that's now gone. I loved that. I enjoyed the hell out of that.
There's still some barns over there for you, though, I think.
Are there?
Still some old barns.
I participated in the media milking contest.
That sounds nasty.
There was a Spanish station that whooped my ass, though. I was pretty close. Always second. Those Spaniards... They got me.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get everybody in this city on the same page about something. I think we came very close to that today.
So,
about
I agree
Coliseum.
With you. Yeah.
Came very close to that. Felt good to all be together.
I think we are united on this. John, I mean.
We had a guy that was, you know, thinking about wrestling and wanted to go outside. But other than that, I think we are all on the same page.
There are people that I talk to that are, and I'm not one of them, and I think all three of us are unanimous, and the callers seem to be unanimous on this, that when they bring up that wrestling thing, they are hell-bent that it'll be the biggest thing ever, like that thousands will flock, like that it would be the renaissance, you know, and I just don't.
Well, how much family does Jerry Lawler have?
You got me.
Because outside of that, the generations and generations of folks coming, I'm just not sure it's going to happen. So, again, that's with all due respect.
All due respect. Yeah, I know there are people passionate.
You have Coco Beware up in that thing, a little throwback to him.
Yeah.
But it's not the WWE. It's not the WWE.
No.
So I was looking this up. So
you're kind of a wannabe Hall of Fame.
Another
I would be worried about being sort of branded as. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the Houston is going through this with the Astrodome.
Oh, it's still up.
Astrodome is still standing.
Well, I mean, it's a much bigger facility.
It is.
I mean,
it is. It
in
is.
Terms of taking it down.
But there, like,
what's the specs on it?
Well, the Astrodome was.
It's like a 70,000-60,000 seater.
Yeah, I mean, it was a stadium. It was a landmark
like a
stadium.
The first of its kind in its time.
It was the world's first. It was there was some history with that one. It was like the world's first domed multi-purpose sports stadium.
Yeah.
The world's first.
They had AstroTurf and the whole deal.
And it was erected around 1965.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, a lot of history with that, right? But it's also, you know, it's been closed since about 2008, so it's not far off from Mid-South Coliseum. And like the Mid-South Coliseum, there's been lots of numerous renovation and refurbishment plans that that had been proposed and everything like that. And it's just kind of standing there. There was a 2013 referendum where they talked about $200 million refurbishments and things like that. Astrodome Indoor City Park. Astrodome revitalization project. Now there's a Vision Astrodome. All these things failing. It's very reminiscent of what we're dealing with here. But that again is a stadium that sat.
It's a monstrous facility.
I wonder what that would cost to demolish.
Yeah, that sat. I don't have the exact attendance numbers in here, but you would think 65,000 to 70,000 people. Record attendance of 68,000. Which was set by, of all things, a George Strait concert in 2002.
They're saying $55 million if they just straight tore it down without renovating. Renovation
five
would
times hours. That
55
makes
mils, though, and they're saying a renovation could be a half a billion if you were to do anything with it.
Yeah,
Because it's so huge. I mean, that's a major stadium. This is not that.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. It's
and we can't get 10 done.
No.
Flatten off.
And they don't have asbestos, according to the
internet. No asbestos in
they do. It says, no, the Astrodome is free of asbestos.
Even built in the 60s? Like you
yeah. Said? Yeah, how about that?
Pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, anyway.
According to the abatement that's on the internet.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'd love to see what the, but again, much bigger is the thing there, you know, and I would say much more history with that. When it was the world's first something, it was, you know, it's. But again, I'd tear that thing down too. I mean, Houston, you ain't got no damn excuse. You got money.
We opened in 64 and we used all the asbestos.
Yeah. Yep.
They opened in 65, 66.
That's probably why it sounds so good in there, because it's tight and it's shielded.
Wow.
Yeah.
I imagine.
That's but again, I would say, like, you know, when you can, like, there's way more history with the Astrodome than there is with the Mid-South Coliseum. Like, you go its Wikipedia page. You know, you had movies that were filmed there. You had YouTube videos that were filmed there. You know, you had a lot. And so,
I think Nolan Ryan, did he have his first game in the Astrodome? Nolan Ryan's first game. I know Nolan pitched there late in his career. No, Nolan Ryan played there, but I just remember those Nolan Ryan teams from the Houston Astros playing in that stadium, and I'd watch those games, and it was sort of mythical back, even in the 80s, because you're like, look at the Astrodome and how cool that is. Now you've got AT&T Stadium, you've got Allegiant, and they have these see-through. I mean, everything is so next level now.
Yeah, no, it is.
That technology is nothing now.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I think it's pretty unanimous now.
Yeah, knock it down and build a hotel for all the teams
like
coming
that.
To the MSEC, the opposing teams at the Simmons Bank. It makes too much sense. Makes too much sense.
All right, we're going to come back. We'll maybe talk to Sam Hartman about this, get his thoughts on the Memphis, the Mid-South Coliseum, and also the data center moratorium. So a lot to get to with Sam on the other side. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
How I Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How I Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.